so popular, one of the ice cream vendors ran out of dishes to serve his customers. In a booth nearby, Ernest Homley was selling pastries baked on a waffle iron, and he immediately saw an easy solution to the problem. Ernest rolled one of his waffles into the shape of a cone, the other vendor put some ice cream in it, and the ice cream cone was born. By working together, they were able to sell a better product than either could individually. Now, Solomon wouldn't have been surprised. In Ecclesiastes 4:9, he wrote, "Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed." So, what if the next time I face a big problem, I ask for help instead of going it alone? We can accomplish a lot more when we work together with others, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Forecast for today, considerable high cloudiness around. It's going to be comfortably cool with a high temperature up to about 73. We will be dry today. Partly cloudy, chilly tonight. Jacket weather, overnight low 52. The full hunter's moon tonight. Tomorrow, look for a sun and cloud mix with a high around 74. Low tomorrow night in the middle 50s, then on Thursday. Periods of rain, a cool day, high temperature barely up to about 61. Rain continues Thursday night. Then on Friday, high near 60. Some leftover showers, especially early in the day, mostly cloudy. Then upper 60s for Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, "I heard you on the radio," I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as you know, the National Fair has a serious impact on many retail businesses. Well, Mr. Sandman is one of those. So in an effort to remain solvent, I have marked down a number of fabulous mattresses and beds. These amazing low prices will end on Halloween. Examples include a queen-size power adjustable bed with dual massage, advertised elsewhere for $10.99, while supplies last $6.99. Several full and queen-size headboards for under $90. Twin foam mattresses, $89. King mattresses, $3.49. Nice queen mattresses, only $2.99. Mr. Sandman also has a number of floor samples at liquidation prices. We have financing and lease programs available. If you need a mattress or bed, at least visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. You will see the largest selection of mattresses in central Alabama. We're not pushy. We won't pressure you. Hopefully, you will find the right mattress at a great price. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
guys. Welcome back in the News and Views. What is this, 7 minutes after 10 o'clock already? Whew. Lord have mercy. Joey sits in. Jack Campbell out with, I would say he's on mayoral duties, but he's too sick to be tending to them today. No, he's just got a little cough. He's fine. Don't go rushing over there. Don't take him soup or anything. I've already offered. He won't take it. I said, Jack, you need me to take anything? No, man. I was at Publix today. I said, if you could be healthy enough to go to Publix, come to work. But he didn't believe that. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 7.5 minutes after 10 o'clock. Guys, Joey Clark sits in because Jack can't make it.
No, I heard you by your lonesome.
It happens.
I'm feeling good this morning.
Yeah. You said you were coming out of the cryo chamber this morning, and you saw Gregory.
I did.
I asked Gregory to hook me up with a cryo session, and I am going at 12:15 today.
It's great, man.
Oh, I've been before. I love it.
You're going to start off with level one, or you're at level two?
I've done three.
You're going to three?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if they'll let me I haven't been like a year. I don't know if they'll let me start over at three.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
I've done it, though. I've done one and two.
Two and three is what I go with. I'll alternate. I think I did a three today. She sneaks it down to a two sometimes.
Why? I can't handle it?
Maybe it's the look on my face.
It's like, too much?
I'm fine.
Now, I remember the first time I did. Mike, I'll get right with you in a second. First time I did the cryotherapy over at Infusion Cryo Chamber.
Oh, it's great.
The first time I did it, I was not expecting the level of cold that I got. Now, I will tell you, the last week has been different getting out of the shower, because when I get out of the shower, particularly if I run this, like I ran this morning, so I get in and take a shower. You don't want to take like a hot, steamy shower after you just ran. So I take like a medium temperature shower.
Sure, yeah.
And then the last minute and a half, I turn it all the way to cold, no hot at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of refreshes you, and it sort of stops the heat pump process going on in your body and allows you to put your clothes on and not sweat all day. So that's kind of what I was expecting on the cryo chamber.
Like a cold shower.
Yeah, like a 50, 40-degree water coming out of the pipe, which is cold. I mean, it'll take your breath, make you draw up a little bit everywhere.
Like a brisk day on the British Isles. That's what you're expecting.
Yeah, like a Northern California, like you're in Oakland in March.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
This was like I was being assaulted. I wasn't sure whether it hurt or it scared me. I wasn't sure which, but I knew I didn't like it. And, my mind slowed down. And I kept saying foul words over and over and over.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way to do it.
There were four-syllable foul words. There were six-syllable foul words. There were, I'm sure I took the Lord's name in vain at one time or another. I mean, it was raucous. I mean, it was totally raucous.
Yeah.
And so after I get done with it, I'm sure my 2 minutes are up. And I asked the lady that's there, I said, how much longer do I have? She's like, 90 seconds.
Oh, no.
So it all starts back up again. I have to go through the whole litany of all the words that I've ever heard.
I've heard cursing works, and it does. But here's what I do, and this is what I suggest to you or to anybody who goes in there. Just have a conversation, a story that you want to tell the ever-so-awesome and lovely Lori.
I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to get cold.
Tell Lori what you did on your show today. And it'll
she
go by.
She does not give a damn what I do.
I know she doesn't, but it's for your own good to trick your mind and to like make the 3 minutes go by quickly.
Is it 3 minutes?
Yeah.
I thought it was two.
But then it's worth it once you get out of that chamber.
Trust me, I'm a big believer.
Oh, it's great.
I'm a big, big believer. I don't know why I quit going. But I've been running a little more lately, and I told Greg this morning, I said the old knees were creaking at me this morning.
Hmm.
It took me probably a mile to loosen them up, and I thought I need a little cryo blast. Can you hook me up? Then he said, yeah, man, I'll hook you up. So I'm going by there at 12:15. I'm excited. 11 minutes after 10 o'clock, our number 272-9228, Joey Clark, Baron Coleman. Mike.
Morning, Barry, Joey. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Mike doesn't know my name. That's
Joey, didn't expect to hear you on the radio this morning.
I didn't expect to hear myself either.
Joey, we actually have a connection. My dad used to work with your mom for a long time, and I just wanted to let you know we missed her and loved her a ton. Really, he talks about her almost every day, how much he misses having her around. So,
well, I
appreciate to let you know that.
I really appreciate it, Mike, and I'm trying to make the connection. I guess the word fox is the connection.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what you're looking for. But he talks about your mom just about every day, and he misses her. We all miss her dearly.
Thank you, Mike.
But I've got two topics I want to talk about, one local, one national. Y'all pick your poison, pick your order.
Go ahead. You surprise us.
All right. On the local level, wanted to get y'all's take on the upcoming municipal elections. Who you think front runners are? Who you think newcomers on, or at least front runners for mayor? Who do you think newcomers to city council or potential newcomers could be?
Let me knock that out of the park. That's easy peasy. Jack Campbell,
I mean,
for
Clay
mayor.
McGinnis, I think. Clay's a lock, I think.
Yeah, Clay has a mortal stranglehold over that. Jack Campbell for mayor, yeah. No doubt about it. And the rest of the spots, I don't really care about.
Yeah.
Those are the only ones that really matter. Next question, sir.
And on the federal level, I obviously Ms. Ocasio-Ortiz or Ocasio, I can never remember. The second part of her last name.
Joey does, because
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
There you go, my friend.
Yes, yes. It seems to be she is the poster child for the Democratic Party right now. Do you think that is going to help or hurt the Democratic Party nationally in the midterms and in the next presidential
election? I disagree with your premise, and so I think it has no application whatsoever on the Democratic Party. I think the right is more fixated on Ocasio-Cortez than the left is. I think she's a fluke and a flake. They don't like her. They don't want her. Frankly, I think they'd rather have a Republican win that seat, except for the fact that they might need that seat in order to pick up the House. But they do not like Ocasio-Cortez.
Do you think they're pushing more for Beto than Ocasio-Cortez?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They think... Now let's be clear. His name's Robert Francis. He's Irish. His parents were like Fitzgerald Francis, you know, whatever. The guy is... Beto is an Hispanic nickname, okay?
Right.
He adopted that nickname to run for office because he needed Hispanic support. And his name was Robert Francis O'Rourke, all right? So that is problem number one with this guy. He's a fraud from inception. But yeah, of course, they think this guy's got presidential aspirations. You know, doesn't matter that he's losing by 9 points in Texas. They think he's presidential.
He has all the charisma in the world, and is great. I think he's a great public speaker, and that's what Obama was. He was charismatic and a great public speaker, and he followed a president that wasn't the best public speaker.
Yeah.
So I think that had a lot to do with that there.
Hey, I appreciate your call, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Mike.
Barry Coleman, Joey Clark.
Yeah, well, but also, if you're
middle... Doesn't he know it's Byron?
If your middle name, Baron, is Francis...
Yeah, uh-huh.
Aren't you going to find a nickname? Stat?
Hey, I have a daughter named Francis.
It's a daughter named Francis. I'm not talking about your daughter. I'm talking about you, a full-grown man, and your middle name is Francis.
I don't dislike it. I think Francis is a strong middle name.
Well, then we're just going to have to disagree on this one.
I think it's a strong middle name. My daughter actually is named the male Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S. She is Clara Francis.
Is there another way with the E?
E-S, yeah. No. The feminine is E-S. I named her I-S because she was born on October 4th, the Feast of St. Francis.
What's her first name again?
Clara.
Oh, that's a beautiful name.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about your lovely daughter. I'm talking about a man.
There's a picture of Clara on my Facebook page right now riding a horse yesterday at the Bartlett Farms Fall Festival. If you'd like to check out Clara Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S. One day she'll hate me for that. Mm. One day she'll hate me for attaching the male spelling, but she was born on October 4th, the Feast of St. Francis. Not St. Francis, right. St. Francis. And so that's
why we
named her
Francis. He's a good saint. He's one of the better saints.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say. Probably the most well-known.
He's one of the more saintly saints.
Yeah, I think they're all pretty saintly.
Well, yeah, but some are more saintly than others.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I assume they can't all be. We're not egalitarian in the Catholic Church.
No, but they got to get through the process.
Right.
Anyway, our number 27.
I'm just saying the devil's advocate had more to work with certain saints than others.
Yeah, probably. Randall.
Joe, you can't do that. Anyway, that makes me think that all saints ain't the same. Is that how it is, Joe? But on this caravan, Baron, there's a couple clips, I think it's on CBS. There is a white Dodge with a Spanish, and then them dummies put the name across the back of the up the bed of the truck. There's a Spanish word going across the bed. They roll around handing out waters. Man, I watched one. They was paper plates and paper. There must be a million paper plates scattered. And they're sleeping at night waiting on buses to pick them up. I mean, it's just like you said, it ain't what it seems. And where the paper. No disrespect to my Mexican buddy, but I seen them cook during lunch and they ain't never used a plate in their life. And now all of a sudden they're walking with paper plates. I mean, I ain't buying a lick. I mean, you all see all the paper plate, but if you look at a couple of clips, I think it was on CBS, and you go to Spanish, trace that Spanish word and follow the money band, you'll
find it. It just clicked. I mean, I was sitting here, and I was following you, and it clicked. Are you ready for this? Can you handle this?
Yeah. I can.
Good one, man. They got another one, man. What do you call the difference between a little squirt gun?
This is Daniel, the aforementioned antiquities pursuant to the public domain Title 9, Sabre, State Resource Code. But
just clicked, right?
Tell you what, man. Hank gets all prettied up and then old Coleman's hair on off to the side. Man. Like, Daniel, pretty sick.
Hold on, I got an hour of this. This YouTube video is titled Boomhauer Talks for an Hour.
Man, say, whoa, man, don't play. Take a board, man. Hey, man. Old Hank, Peggy.
Hey, if you can follow that for an hour, then you can follow me for 15 seconds. You got it. All right, bro. I hate to bring up this, but this is heartfelt. I mean, really, what happened earlier, I wish you would have punted your first one, because now you let that man call in and with the papers, and now that everybody listens to the radio show is going to think that boy is good. I mean, because all we know his side.
I don't know.
I think whoever sent you that text, maybe they can call in and tell us the other man's side. You know, I mean, I hate that either way it goes, it sucks. You got to cover it. It's local, and you can't keep skipping them just because, you know what I mean, somebody might know somebody. I guess you're right. Man, just now that, you know, the 4 billion people listening to the show, you know, are never going to think different. You know, I got the picture in my head that, you know, that little boy is, you know, bad now just because that man called in the paper. I just wish you'd have kept that twist up. Anyway,
appreciate it, Randall.
Oh, man, look, it's like I'm trying to get out of his box, man. Say, whoa, man, don't play tug of war, man. Hey, man. Hello, Hank, Peggy. Oh, man, you did. My little old skin art, did you? Man, old Hank.
I tell you what, man, you want to get a flying cow, man. You go
all
up
right, guys, 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228. My friend, Miss Dot, over at Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall. Did you guys make it to the yard sale? You should have. It was a dynamite yard sale over at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. If you didn't make it, a lot of those sales and specials are inside Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall right now as we speak. 60,000 square feet, 3 floors, air conditioned, and don't be worried, it's also heated as the winter season approaches. So they got elevators, they got, man, more stuff than you can shake a stick at. Cool, cool place to wander around. Cool, cool, cool place. So get by Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall. They're on Coliseum Boulevard, just off the Atlanta Highway. Not far at all off the Atlanta Highway. Very centrally located to everything in Montgomery. The entire river region, really. So get by Eastbrook Flea Market. Get by Eastbrook Flea Market when you get the opportunity. Tell them the folks over at News and Views said hello. Because we love shopping there. I shop there pretty regularly. I enjoy going in there. We'll be back.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare your home to sell. Paint. painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner, landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I was not being mean to young Randall. Someone texted me and said I was being mean to Randall with the boom hour thing. I wasn't being mean at all. I just made the connection while he was talking. I'd never considered it.
What, is saying something true about somebody rude?
No.
Randall understands Randall what he sounds
it.
Like.
Randall gets it. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Young Joey.
Hello.
Joins the radio program. You're almost... You can't be called Young Joey anymore.
No.
You were Young Joey when the show started.
Sure, but I'll be 30 years old December 1st.
Yeah.
Does something happen when you're 30?
Are we going to have a joint birthday? My birthday's the 2nd.
We should do a joint birthday.
Yeah. My joint birthday means smoke a joint on her birthday. I don't mean like do something together.
No, but we got to do something special.
We like go sit out back and smoke a joint.
We got to do something special, not
you. Yeah, we could do it somewhere else. I don't know. I mean, I'm just thinking of ideas.
I don't know. Figure it out.
Hang on. I got to send it to you.
I don't really want to
celebrate. Please do.
Like, the idea of being 30. Because I'm starting to feel like I should be more responsible. Like, life's slowing down. I should find some young or woman of a certain age, start having children.
Why they got to be young?
Or of a certain age. I said both.
Okay.
Either I'm open, but still childbearing years. Wants to start a family.
You just feel like you're in that time to settle down
phase?
Yeah,
just in my prodigal ways.
Are you prodigal?
Not really. More of a hermit.
Yeah, I wouldn't call you prodigal.
I'm a prodigal hermit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I live it up by myself.
but you know, before you end your prodigal ways, don't you have to eat slop out of the pig's whatever?
Yeah, and then we got a long way to go.
Pig trough? Or
maybe something. It'll be when I turn 40. Who knows?
Huh. Our number, 272-9228, Michael.
Hey, that Randall, does he ever complete a sentence? I've never heard anybody put so many sentence fragments together.
He does have a habit of moving on to the next subject in the middle of a thought. That is true. But that's okay. Well, that's why we love him.
Well, I hope this isn't too far off topic, but I got a grandson that wanted to go to a haunted hayride, and I don't have a clue if there's any around. Do y'all know?
That's pretty far off topic. I don't know. Gosh, haunted hayride.
Not that
there used to be one in South Montgomery County.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was years ago.
If I'm going to do any haunted tours, look up the haunted hearse thing.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know any hayrides.
Someone may call in. Carolyn, could take those suggestions off air if somebody has one they want to recommend. And then I'll just announce it on air. Just hang with us a segment or two. And
I do enjoy your show. You're well informed. I enjoy listening to you.
Keep going, Michael. I'm not done.
That's all. No, that's enough.
What?
You are brilliant,
that's
man.
All I have.
Hold on, Michael. I was just getting into what you were saying. But no, I'm actually now with that compliment. I'm actually looking up Montgomery, Alabama Halloween attractions here, and see if there's anything in town. Let's see, Hellbilly Hollow.
Oh Lord,
That sounds scary. That's in Greenville, the Greenville Firehouse, haunted firehouse. Where is Hellbilly? This is a Cary Cornfield and haunted house. Let's see here. Those are the only scary ones that I see. Hellbilly. This is in Vincent, Alabama. Do you know where that is?
No.
The rest of this stuff looks pretty tame. Dreamfield Farms, which is really cool. The zoo has a haunted hayride? No. The zoo? Oh, you're talking about Zubu?
Yeah.
That's not a hayride. That's a train ride.
Yeah, haunted train ride.
Nah, right. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. I don't mind Zubu. It's fun.
Is the hay a must? Like a big wagon?
Well,
with hay?
Just remembered that there was a big one that I thought it was like a mile long and a really good.
Yeah, there was one in Raymer for years.
Yeah.
This one rates very scary on Scare Factor.
Hmm.
Let's see here. It doesn't have a. Oh, goodness gracious. They have images. That is scary. How old's your grandson?
11.
11?
Yeah, we need some scary stuff.
You're going to take him to something called Hellbilly Hollow at 11?
I don't know.
This one looks pretty scary, man. I'll be honest with you. It opens. It's open now.
Oh yeah, I want to scare the hell out of him.
Now, does he want to be scared the hell out of though? You and he may have different goals here.
Okay.
Vincent, Alabama is kind of between here and in Pell City. It's kind of in the Hoover between Hoover and Talladega. So that may be too far for you.
Yeah, that's too far.
Well, better luck. Keep looking. The Zubu has hay and not a train, but I'm not sure that's going to be really scary.
No, I'm not doing the Zubu.
Yeah. Well, check it out. Call the zoo and see if they know. They might know something.
Thank you. Enjoy your show.
Certainly.
Yeah, it's not part of the boo. It's just a hay ride at the zoo. No boo. Except for the scare.
Every time you say boo, I think you're going to put another B on it, and I start wondering where we're going with it.
No.
Zubu.
Why would I? I don't know.
If they had Zubu, that would up their...
Has anybody ever actually...
Up their admissions?
But has anybody ever actually scared you with that word? Like, you're walking up to your house, out of the bushes, one of your kids jumps and goes, boo!
Yes.
You've been scared by the word boo.
Yes. Not outside the house. Quite inside the house, dark room. I have thoroughly disciplined my children to where they don't scare me anymore. But we had a little phase they went through where they would jump out behind rooms mid-evening, late at night, lots of booze, hands up, you know, that whole nine yards. And I don't do it anymore.
Don't let them see The Shining. Then they'll just not do the booze, just like the creepy stare at you from down the hallway.
Daddy.
I'm not going to let them see The Shining anytime soon.
Good.
31 minutes after 10 o'clock, amigos. We'll be back. We got a lot of calls there on the stuff to do for scary stuff. I don't know. You like Harry Chapin?
Yeah.
It's a nice change of pace every now and then.
It's all right.
We'll be back.
But she said, I'm sure you're mistaken. And she didn't say anything more. It took a while, but she looked in the mirror. Then she glanced at the license for my name.
a smile.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
From the Fox Business Network, the major stock averages are lower following global selling overnight. Caterpillar and 3M are contributing to the sell-off. Both say it will cost more to make their products, which will impact their business. However, more people were eating at McDonald's in the summer quarter, and they were spending more. McDonald's earnings were stronger than expected. It says it made substantial progress, modernizing restaurants around the world, enhancing hospitality, and elevating the experience for millions of customers it serves every day. American Express and Amazon are launching a new credit card for small business. It's called the Amazon Business American Express Card. The card will offer special rewards on purchases made on Amazon and at Whole Foods. Cardholders can choose to receive cash back or an interest-free payment term. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Forecast for today, considerable high cloudiness around. It's going to be comfortably cool with a high temperature up to about 73. We will be dry today. Partly cloudy, chilly tonight, jacket weather, overnight low 52, the full hunter's moon tonight. Tomorrow, look for a sun and cloud mix with a high around 74. Low tomorrow night in the middle 50s, then on Thursday. Periods of rain, a cool day, high temperature barely up to about 61. Rain continues Thursday night. Then on Friday, high near 60. Some leftover showers, especially early in the day, mostly cloudy. Then upper 60s for Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, I'm attorney Sarge Grubbs, inviting you to attend the Successful Aging Boot Camp at the Archibald Senior Center on November 1st. If you're over age 55, this is a must-attend event. Call 649-4911 to register. Seats are limited. Call 649-4911 to register.
She stood there.
Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue. He knew right then he was too far from home. He was too far from home.
37 minutes after 10 o'clock.
She took his hand and she led him along.
Sometimes I just want to listen to Bob Seger, okay?
They watched the waves tumble.
And I don't apologize for it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I got a lot of Midwestern in me somewhere.
They drove for miles and miles in those twisting turns.
What do we got here? Oh, I know what we have. I know what we have. Before I get to that story, though, I got a good story for you, Clark. Good story. Cornerstone MGA, Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Guys, I cannot stress this enough. If you own a business, I want you to listen very carefully to everything I'm saying. It does not take you but 5 or 10 seconds to open your phone up and go to CornerstoneMGA.com, Managing General Agency, CornerstoneMGA.com. In this competitive environment, with as many people hiring as are hiring as we speak, you must be competitive in the benefit plans you offer your employees, or they're going to be toast. They're going to leave you. They don't just leave for more pay or better hours. They leave for better benefits, too. You know, if they can get health insurance and disability and life insurance and several other insurances for what they're just paying you for health insurance, and they can make a little more money or something, or it's just easier to deal with, they're going to be gone. I'm telling you, that's the new economy. Loyalty is to the benefit. That's to the benefit. So Cornerstone MGA, Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502. Get on the website or call them, 356-1502. Just invite them out. Just invite them out. Say, come on out. Check out our plans. See if you can match or beat our plans. And I'm telling you, time and time again, they're showing businesses they have not been getting the full value for what they're spending on their employees. Cornerstone Managing General Agency changes that, gives you the complete power and control, and they even give you free programs that other places charge you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a month to maintain. Cornerstone MGA just throws them in for free. That way you have full power over your employee benefit packages. Cornerstone MGA, what more do you need? What more do you need? You want benefits? Then hey, Cornerstone MGA. That's it. 39 minutes after 10 o'clock. All right, this was an archive in the Wall Street Journal.
Okay,
this is from 2 days ago, so I reached deep into the archives. So, you know, sometimes we don't cover everything we're going to cover, and if it's evergreen, I'll throw it in the bag. If it's not, I throw it out.
Okay, I like evergreen stuff too.
Here's deeper. Here's the headline. I think you would like this. Right. The real reason they hate Trump.
Oh, they.
Because you're not a big fan of the Donald.
Mm-hmm.
You're becoming a bigger fan.
No, I mean, I've always thought Trump was hilarious.
Okay.
I don't like his trade policies. I don't like his immigration policies.
Here's the real reason.
About it.
The elitists, the globalists, the corporatists hate Donald Trump.
Okay.
Here's what the Wall Street Journal conclusion is. He's the average American in exaggerated form. Blunt, simple, willing to fight, mistrustful of intellectuals.
Well, this is why I like the Donald. And by the way, why I called his election. I can look it up. I wrote something right after he had this rally in Alabama that he would win.
Did you really?
I didn't believe really what I wrote, but it feels like it.
Yeah. This Wall Street Journal piece, if you have an opportunity to read it, please do. It's written by a computer science professor at Yale. He's a chief scientist at Detach LLC. He wrote a recent book called Tides of Mind. He's a smart guy. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it's really, really fascinating. There's a great paragraph in the middle, if I can find it. Here it is. Not that every leftist hates America, but the leftists I know do hate Mr. Trump's vulgarity. His unwillingness to walk away from a fight, his bluntness, his certainty that America is exceptional, his mistrust of intellectuals, his love of simple ideas that work, and his refusals to believe that men and women are interchangeable. Worst of all, he has no ideology except getting the job done. His goals are to do the task before him, not be pushed around, and otherwise enjoy life. In short, he is a typical American, except exaggerated, because he has no constraints to cramp his lifestyle except the ones he himself invents.
Well, I like Trump's personality. I mean it. Like, Trump reminds me of a lot of wrestling characters.
Well, and this next part gets to your point. It says he lacks constraints because he's filthy rich and has always been.
Yeah.
And unlike other rich men, he revels in wealth and feels no need to apologize for it ever.
Yeah.
He never learned to keep his real opinions to himself because he never had to. He never learned to be embarrassed that he is male with ordinary male proclivities. Sometimes he's treated women disgracefully, for which Americans left and right are ashamed of him, as they are of JFK and Bill Clinton.
I don't know how ashamed Americans really are.
I think most Americans don't care.
Right.
I'm not going to attribute this to any particular person. But one woman I know said this after the debate, where he said, because you'd be in jail.
Yeah.
One woman I know said, I'd let him grab me by the hootenanny.
Oh, wow.
You know why? Because he's a man.
Yeah.
He's a man's man.
Well, and also
he's a man's man.
Well, and you know, I said to you just a little while ago, the left makes me more angrier than the right. I can't stand the left more than I can't stand the right. I mean, they both do stuff that I can't stand. But you know, this is my example. Like, I want free trade and largely open immigration and all these things. I would like a global community, not with global governance, but with, you know, free markets and, you know, peace and foreign policy. But when Trump and that Access Hollywood tape came out, I thought it was funny. Because I didn't take what he was saying literally. I took what he was saying as, I'm a famous guy, and I'm exaggerating to this little punk Billy Bush how much I get.
Yeah.
It's not a role model. It's a guy who's full of bravado, exaggerating it. And I don't know. That's where I'm definitely not a person of the left, because I like the vulgarity. I think too many people, and apropos what somebody just commented on my Facebook page, conflate manners and etiquette with intelligence. Just because you know what the prim and proper thing is to say doesn't mean you have an intelligent opinion or the correct opinion. And just because somebody uses the F word or uses vulgarity of other type, sexual or otherwise, doesn't mean they're wrong in how they would advance the country.
Well, here's where this guy goes with this, because he does contrast him with the left. And he says, the difference between citizens who hate Mr. Trump and those who can live with him, whether they love him or merely tolerate him, comes down to their view of the typical American. The farmer, the factory hand, the auto mechanic, machinist, teamster, shop owner, clerk, software engineer, infantryman, truck driver, housewife. The leftist intellectuals I know say they dislike people insofar as they tend to be conservative Republicans. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama know their real sins. They know how appalling such people are with their stupid guns and their loathsome churches. They have no money or permanent grievances to make them interesting, and no Twitter followers to speak of. They skip Davos every year and watch Fox News. Not even the very best has the dazzling brilliance of a Chuck Schumer, not to mention Michelle Obama. In truth, they are as dumb as sheep. That's the difference. That's the real reason they hate Donald Trump. Because he's like us. He's just a normal guy on steroids.
It's the part of Trump I like.
I know. And it works, and it works.
It does work. It works beautifully. You know, Penn Jillette, he was on The Celebrity Apprentice with Trump. And Penn Jillette, when asked, would you vote for Trump for president, Penn Jillette said, F no. But he said, I'd love to hang out with him all day, every day.
Yeah.
And I think that it plays into right what you said. Now, Penn Jillette said that because he's a flaming libertarian. But he said Donald Trump was a great guy to hang out with, and he said all sorts of outrageous crap on a reality television, knowing cameras are running. And will you give it to us, Mr. Gillette? What is the racist, sexist thing Trump said? It's like, no, I'm not going to give it to you. I'm not playing your stupid game, because it was fun to hang out with him, and everybody in the room knew what he was doing. I can't stand this left-wing game or this prim and proper game of Mr. Trump is so vulgar and just bringing down the presidency. Oh, the presidency was brought down by idiotic policies and war over two decades.
I'm going to point out, and then we're going to go to the phones, because I took a lot of heat when I said this one time.
Yeah.
But if you're not a cute female and you go missing, the odds are no one's really going to go look for you.
Really?
Not nationwide. You won't be on Fox News. You won't be on NBC.
Well, let's make this personal, Barron. What if I went missing?
I might come look for you, but Mark Furman is not going to be on Fox News talking about Joey R. Clark going missing.
I don't need that Nazi looking for me.
right now they're talking about, and I saw this the other day pop up, this young woman went missing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's tragic. Yeah. It's terrifying.
It is.
But it just proves that I'm right. If you're not a cute white girl, young, they're not coming looking for you.
No, you're right.
They're not coming looking for you.
Well, not in the same way.
It's like the woman who went missing up in Iowa, and they later found her in a cornfield and buried or something. Some illegal immigrant had caught her. The only reason anyone even knew she existed was because she was a cute white girl. This is the same thing with this girl. I have no idea where this girl is.
Well,
she might be quite alive. She might be dead.
Why is this controversial?
I took heat for it because people suggested I was wrong. Show me the last unattractive girl or the last male who had a nationwide hunt out for him who was not a fleeing criminal. The only time they go looking, I mean, there are thousands of missing people on a daily basis in this country. Yeah. Thousands. The only time they go nationwide hunt is when it's a cute white girl. That's it. Cute Asian girl, not looking. Cute black girl, not looking. Cute white girl, stop the press, put her on Fox News. Let's get her on CNN.com. Let's get a Drudge link. Where is this girl? Where is she? We got to find the cute white girl. You know, hey, I hate to be the one to break it.
The same people are shallow and they take into appearance into account and they're emotional.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of similar to a point I've been making. I know makes some people squirm. Say Hillary runs again and Kamala Harris runs this time. People are going to vote for Kamala Harris because she's an attractive woman and Hillary Clinton is not. And it plays into it. In the same way, though, I think people voted for Ronald Reagan over Jimmy Carter because Reagan was an attractive man, and he was not.
Who was the last ugly president we had? Truly ugly president. Richard Nixon.
Right. And Nixon
Gerald
lost.
Ford was an underwear model.
Right.
Well,
and Nixon in the television debate with JFK loses because he looks crazy.
Yeah, and Jimmy Carter wasn't ugly.
No, I'm not saying he's completely
ugly.
He
wasn't ugly, a movie star.
But compare him to Ronald Reagan.
Right. He wasn't a movie star. But.
And so I think this people are emotional. We make decisions. We don't just make decisions based on what's the correct policy and what's intelligent. No, we can have our emotions played with in all sorts of ways. Mm-hmm. And I think your point stands. I haven't seen a lot of missing persons unless it's a young white teenage girl.
Or 20s.
20, that's,
yeah. Young, cute, white girl.
Oh, she's 20. It's such a difference between 19.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
Clint.
Good day.
How about it, my friend?
Man, you guys bounce around today.
Well, it's
just conversation.
It's our show. We can do it.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Barron, I disagree with you about the missing child.
Okay.
Person, yeah. I think, no matter what color the child may be, you're going to look for it.
Okay. You misunderstood everything I said. Let me clarify. The only time it makes the news is if it's a cute white girl. I'll give you an example. Natalie Holloway goes missing in Aruba. AL.com spends the next 10 years trying to find Natalie Holloway. The same week, and we knew she was gone.
Yeah.
I mean, she was never coming back, but they spent 10 years looking for her. The same week, a 13-year-old portly black girl goes missing in Birmingham, and everybody thinks they might be able to track her down because she wasn't abducted on foreign soil by locals
and a van
chopped up.
Yeah.
And no one even really knew she was missing at the time. I mean, you had to like convince people that there was another girl missing.
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah, the authorities are going to look for people if they go missing and it's reported. But,
but the only time it makes news.
Right.
But the reason I called was not for that. You just mentioned that just when I called. So.
What's
the 7,000 plus heading to the U.S. border.
Yes, sir.
Okay, the president said he's going to send military.
Mm-hmm.
If they rush the wall, I would say that we have the authority to fire upon them, and I think we should.
Well, that authority to fire will have to be given. They don't just have it because they're in the military. You can't go just shoot random people.
Now, how would that work out for the president?
If there is a gunfight at the border, that's going to work out very poorly for the president for the midterms. I hope they have another plan.
All right. We'll see.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, sir.
But I don't think these Hondurans walking north understand that they're being used as killing bait. I don't think they understand that the best-case scenario for the people organizing this, the best-case scenario would be that they're shot and killed at the border. I think they think they're being told, oh, we'll get you in, it's going to be good, you're going to be heroes. I don't think they realize that they're being led to the slaughter. And I think among the people paying for and organizing this trek, their dream scenario is a Trump military gunning these people down at the border. And if they knew that was the dream scenario, would they still be walking north? I don't know. 8 minutes till the top of the hour, young Joey. 8 minutes till the top of the hour. We'll be back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
This is Joey Clark, and for those of you out there thinking of buying or selling a home, I have a name for you. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Yes, whether in Montgomery, Prattville, Wetumpka, Lake Jordan, or Lake Martin, and all points in between, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group is the man to call to buy or sell your home. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or maybe just need a bigger home for that growing family, call Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662, 322-0662.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree-type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
guys. Welcome back into News and Views. Got 3 minutes to the top of the hour. We'll get some of these phone calls. I do need to tell everybody this hour the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, absolutely fantastic at saving our folks money on this radio station. I mean, employees, listeners, callers, affiliated people. That I've sent so many people to Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, and she has saved so many of them money. So many of them. Whether it's a new home, second home purchase, goodness gracious, the refinancing. Get her on the phone. She loves the VA loans. She loves the USDA loans. She loves all the FHA convention. Look, if it's got an alphabet soup attached to it, she can do it. Give her a call, 567-4223. You can check her out online, ALAHomeMortgage.com. ALAHomeMortgage.com. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. It matters who you call, and I can only recommend Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223, NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Joel.
Yeah, okay.
Joel goes back on hold. Rusty.
Hey, man.
Hey, buddy.
I heard you talk about folks getting going missing that weren't the best-looking folks.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
you better hope you never go missing, man.
I know they won't even mention that. But the thing is, I just want to send out something to all my not pretty brothers and sisters. If you think you might go missing, make sure you're the only one that knows the Wi-Fi password. That way, they will round up a posse and bring your ugly behind home. That's the only hope I got, man. That's the only hope I got.
Thank you, Rusty. Joel.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, so can everyone else you're talking to.
Okay, what I was going to say is, I wonder if because the girl's mom and daddy was found murdered, if that might have something to do with why it's on national news.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly adds a different twist to it, but I'm just telling you, it do you remember the last time there was a nationwide manhunt for a missing person who was not an attractive young white female?
No, I don't.
I don't either. Thanks, Joel. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Joey, let's take a break. We'll get back. We'll take some of the rest of these phone calls. We'll do the 11 o'clock hour. We'll have a big time. How about that?
That sounds great, and I've got off-air comment about a Casey Anthony case, but it's got to be an off-air comment.
You know she's single, right?
Oh, God.